A-Day is free, and we're live with the Octopod. Here we go.
Woo!
It is the Friday tradition. He's Zach. I'm Brad. Brand new Village Vice. We're live. We're here. We're in here. We are in here.
Friday, more like Fry-yay. Let's go!
And as we're live, we are still, 8 hours away from Auburn baseball. Longest day ever.
That hype video they posted last night, though.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, you're in it, so of course it's magnificent. You're all over baseball stuff now. You're like the hype voice of Auburn baseball videos.
I mean, I didn't ask for it, but I'm not against it. Not against that at all.
How about the edit where they have Chase Frelick batting in a different ballpark, and then they say we get him at home? And it switches immediately to him batting at home. Oh,
so well done.
It is. They do such good work. So, all right. First day of March, Daryl Dapprich, Fan 05. Second day of March, madness. Georgia got embarrassed last night.
Only SEC team to lose, right?
Only SEC team to lose. Yeah. St. Louis took
a good win. Can you imagine losing your first tournament game?
No.
I can't.
How embarrassing that must be.
That would be awful.
It would be so embarrassing.
Yeah. No, our season's still going, though. So that's good.
Texas upset BYU. So there you go. Hofstra's not beating Alabama today. Y'all can stop looking for that. Speedy Claxton magic ain't working.
That's right.
Arkansas looks outstanding.
Sure.
Anyway, a lot of stuff from the tournament. A lot of stuff from yesterday, hearing from players. Zach, we got a chance to hear from several Auburn wide receivers yesterday, including some Auburn guys who happened to stop in South Florida along the way, and because that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to be militant about it. I will no longer call them USF guys, South Florida guys, G5 guys. They're Auburn guys who stopped at South Florida along the way. Your impressions of the receivers yesterday.
I mean, similar to when we heard Cole Best, they really, really impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
Their confidence, comfortability, understanding of their position. I think it's everything that it needs to be. I can't imagine them having more media around them after a Thursday spring practice than mm-hmm. any moment in their life. And they seem to love it. They seem comfortable with it. They were intentional with their answers. And I spent the most time probably watching and listening to Chaz Nimrod. Thank you, Matthew, for the super chat. If we'll keep an eye out on the chat if you meant to ask a question and it didn't go through. So just drop your question in there. We'll address it. But Chaz Nimrod, just talking about the position, both that he plays as well as how other people play the position. These receivers seem to understand what their role in the offense is
mm-hmm.
at a level that I don't think we had. I was going to say a year ago, but maybe in a minute.
Yeah. No, I think it has been longer than that. I asked Hugh Freeze once about, do we know why? Like, is it to get guys to understand what they're doing or why they're doing it? And he was like, no, we're not really worried about the why. It's just learn what to do. Okay. Okay. And no, look, and that's not like some closed door conversation. That was on a Tiger Talk once. That was public. Like, he was like, no, we're not really worried about the why. It's more about teaching the what. And I think there's a why element to this. I think there's leverage on defenders and matchups, and there's a lot of why to it that they get because they've done it for so long.
Brad, what's the point that I point? What do I point to the most as far as like things that Golish has said from his very first presser? What have I pointed to a million times?
Oh, there's been a few things, but go ahead and lay it out there.
Talking about how, okay, when they went from UCF to Tennessee, how they had to change things.
Yeah,
they went to Tennessee to USF, they had to change again, and now they're going to have to change.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Singleton was asked, are y'all doing the same thing? Like, we're doing the same thing, but a lot more because we're going to see different things than we did at South Florida in this conference. So it's going to be different. Better. Like they're teaching so much more. And I think these guys are really, really absorbing it. And then Chaz was asked a similar question and I'm sure Koger was too. I just spent the least amount of time with him, just do the timing of it. But the aspect of War Eagle, we will get to that in 2 seconds. Thank you so much for the support. But the Koger was discussing, the impact of it's going to be different, but also corners are larger, faster, stronger. So technique matters more in this league than it definitely did. Defensive linemen are, larger. He kind of paused and he's like, so in a screen, I got to get out of there.
Yeah.
which I thought was great.
What depth of understanding. Incredible. War 1104. $50 super chat.
Thank you.
Probably the biggest super chat we've ever gotten in one of these live shows.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Nimrod or Kane that get the punt returning job, or is that Rashawn Pleasant's job?
I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
I think Pleasant's more of a kick returner, would be my guess. So I think Pleasant will be the kick returner. I would bet right now that Bryce Kane is the punt returner. That would be my guess. Do you agree with that, Bradlaugh?
Yeah. I don't know. That's one of the fun things to watch. Like, I don't know how to project today on March 20th who's going to get the job. Who's going to get the first crack at it? Probably Bryce Kane. But I think it's a really good competition that goes maybe into fall camp a couple weeks.
Yeah, also interested in... I think there's going to be a clear three. And I think it's the three guys we got yesterday. And that's no disrespect to Bryce Kane. I know we all love Bryce Kane. I love Bryce Kane. We all love Bryce Kane. This is not me dissing Bryce Kane, but I do think there will be a drop off from the three receivers that we spoke to yesterday and the next rotation of guys. So to me, I think that's a way to get Bryce Kane on the field more consistently. And also, Chaz did get injured last year.
Yeah.
Is that a way to kind of keep him from a load management standpoint, keep him off the field in that scenario? So that's another element of this. Once again, thank you for supporting the show. Nava Reptiles, shout out to Zach for letting Brad borrow the office for today's live. So you're welcome.
This isn't your office just because you sat in it once.
One time.
That's not the way this works, Keyshawn. By the way, Keyshawn Singleton looks so different in person from what he looks like online. Please, everybody right now, go to however you browse online. And I want you to search Auburn football roster. Okay? I'm going to wait for everybody to do it, and then I want it to pop up in the chat what you get. Just search Auburn football roster, because I tried this on both the laptop and the phone.
I hate this so much.
And it came up this way both times. Keyshawn Singleton looks exactly like a very sleepy Zach Blackerby.
Why did it do this? And like when you click on it, it's normal, like it's supposed to be. But why am I up here? This is from a short that I did.
Yeah.
And posted.
Yeah.
But why did that happen?
What happened there? Where are we going?
Why did that happen?
Bigger. I don't know. But he looked I expected somebody totally different. And we get there and he doesn't look at all like Zach. Singleton breaking 2,000. Smashed Brownie says Singleton breaking 2K confirmed. Love it. So there you go. Zach always did look more like a Keyshawn than a Zach anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope he's not upset that Google doesn't have him right and it's mixed with some random podcaster. I would hate that. If I was him, that would make me angry. So I hate that it's that way. And it's been that way for a month or so. And I don't know. I'm surprised it hasn't gotten fixed yet.
You know, when he was in Tampa, when he was at USF, that wasn't a problem. If you searched USF football roster, Keyshawn's name popped up. It probably just looked like Keyshawn. I wonder, this is phenomenal. Oh, this is a great callback. Daniel Moultrie. I wonder if Keyshawn hates eating outside too.
What a man. That is somebody who is dialed in.
Yes.
Right there.
That is a long time.
Oh, that's so funny. I bet Keyshawn Singleton does not like eating outside. That would be my guess.
That's outstanding. All right. Do you want an animal fact or do you want to go to something else?
Chat, what do we want? Do we want a real topic or do we want animal facts? I know what they're going to say, but let's just let them, sure. Let's let them drive the octopod. You know what That's I mean? Right.
Totally fine with that.
While we're getting to that point,
yeah.
I just want everyone to know that like this is the most fragile the infrastructure for a live show has ever been. My wife is out of town, uh-huh. And I have 3 children, 5, 3, and 1, just in my house right now.
Yeah, where are the other 7?
I felt like I had 10 this morning. Goodness gracious.
Okay, animal facts aren't real topics.
They're not 9 times. They're not. All right, hit us with an animal fact. Let's do it.
All right, here's the animal fact. Did you know that human beings aren't the only ones who drink alcohol? Alcohol and overindulging is something that animals do as well. The Bohemian waxwing gorges on so many fermented rowan berries in the wintertime that it is unable to fly or even walk in a straight line.
What's the animal?
The Bohemian waxwing.
What is that?
It's a bird.
And it can't walk straight?
It can't fly or walk straight when it when it overindulges in rowan berries. Sorry. This from Smoke and Rail. Brad, you're quoting a Queen song. That made me chuckle out loud. That was good. No, not Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Waxwing. Also one of Lou Holtz's, the late, great Lou Holtz, one of his favorite birds. I used to love hearing waxwing sing outside in the springtime.
Man, speaking of like Chuck Norris passing away, that news hitting this morning.
Yeah.
Man, that one hit me. I'm not going to lie to you.
That one affected you a little bit, huh?
The typical celebrity death does.
Yeah. I thought death passed away from Chuck Norris, not the other way around.
Yep. But no, I'll never forget the day when I learned that Chuck Norris built the house he was born in.
That's good.
Thanks.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Hits that was time. A poorly timed drink of the seawater there.
The seawater.
Yeah. Is that the celebrity death that affected you most?
No, Kobe Bryant. It's not close.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Not close.
Kobe was, yeah, that was a shocker. The Michael Jackson one probably affected me more than other. I was doing a live radio show at the time when all the breaking news stuff started. And it was like, wow, this is real.
This is
just a publicity thing. This is real.
Yeah, that was insane. That was insane for sure. Millerad says, Auburn sweeps Texas, but Zach's wife left them. Sounds like a push to me.
Yep. What?
Because my wife's out of town.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what the intent is supposed to be there. Like, that's Auburn sweeps Texas is clearly good.
Yep. But he said it sounds like a push. So, like, one is equally good to the bad is what he's saying.
So he's saying it's good that your wife left you?
Nope. That's not what he's saying at all, Brad.
No, he's saying it's bad. I got you. I get it.
Let's move on. That's fine.
Move on. You're right. Sorry. How do you feel about pound cake?
I don't know if I feel anyway about pound cake.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that because we got a super chat, and super chats always go.
Daryl, you don't need the super chat, buddy.
No, I'm kidding.
You work here. You don't need the super chat. Daryl said, so Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston's passing. I don't think I realized that Whitney Houston passed. I'm not going to lie to you.
Stop.
I don't feel like that's that crazy. I don't feel like that's a take glasses off type of thing. No. What year did she pass?
Zach. Oh, Zach.
She's been gone. Let me discover this on my own. She's been gone
10 years, Zach, or more.
Zach.
No. It's a bit. This is a bit. Y'all, he's kidding. He's kidding.
She passed away on February 11th, 2012. He was only 48. Holy cow. That is sad. Love you, Daryl.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Given the other stuff Zach hasn't known about, this is barely a surprise.
I don't think he's going to take it when he finds out about Dale Earnhardt.
Man. I really don't know where to go next.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in.
No.
Just kidding. You, all right, you asked me how I felt about pound cake. Let's go back to that direction instead of everybody talking about how bad I...
Oh, man. Yeah, do you got any rowan berries in there? I'm at, people want to know. Yeah, no, because so my son, I had a pound cake a couple months ago in the house. Somebody gave me a pound cake. He looked at it. I said, do you want to try it? And he goes, no, it looks like cornbread and I don't like cornbread. Like,
it could look like cornbread. Sure. That's fine.
Sure. A homemade one absolutely does. Not the one in the aluminum tin that, you know, but I said, well, how about this? How about you just try it? How about you give it a try? With some strawberries and whipped cream. And he did, and he loved it. And I was like, man, I guess I really like pound cake. And so now I have another one. I have a regular pound cake, and I have a piece of a chocolate pound cake at the house.
Okay.
And so I was just curious about how – and this sparked a conversation at Tiger Talk last night about different pound cakes. And I thought of a great idea for a bakery. Okay, we have that place. It's called Nothing Bundt Cakes. Okay, what if you have a bakery and you do nothing but pound cake? You know what you call it?
Yes, I think I do. Can I take a stab at it, or do you want to say it?
No, I want you to do it.
Pound Town.
Yes. It's genius. It's genius.
Oh man, I would love taking people to Pound Town.
Oh gosh.
Oh man. All right. I've only had normal pound cake. I've never had different flavors of pound cake. But never mind.
What?
Not going there.
You're gonna stop there?
Yes.
A lemon.
I would say Brad, but you could take me to
No. We're not doing that.
Full stop.
Nope. Yeah, but no, think about it. Think about your marketing takes care of itself. Your marketing takes care of itself. And there's loads of different kinds. How about a lemon pound cake? A lemon pound cake? Amazing. An orange pound cake?
With glazed icing.
Well, you got to have it. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Daryl loves talking about glazing, folks.
So. I mean, we have every specialty bakery out there. We have cupcake places, cookie places, cake places.
Yeah, I don't know if people are just like chilling wanting pound cake, though.
Well, nobody was.
People are chilling wanting to go to. All right. Nope. So, listen, let's go to 9x super chat here. Zach thought the movie Lincoln had a surprise ending. Never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming.
Boy, he was shocked at Titanic, too. He couldn't believe when that unsinkable ship hit the iceberg.
So my favorite movie ever outside of Lord of the Rings is We Are Marshall. I love it. Love We Are Marshall. But the first time have you seen We Are Marshall?
So we're on the same page. Did you not know the story before you watched the movie?
Well, I thought it was just a football movie. Went with my mom. And 45 minutes, 30 minutes in, the plane crashes, and I'm like, that's not their plane. And then, right when I was thinking that out loud, the president of the university is like, it's their plane. And he's holding the folder or something with the logo. And I'm like,
yeah.
So what's the movie about?
Man, this movie sucks. What are we going to do now?
It's like, oh, it's about them coming back from that. Got it. So no, I did not know the story. Maybe that's why I like the movie so much, because it really was whoa. But yeah, no, I watched that movie the week of the start of the football season every year.
I don't know if I want to recommend Pearl Harbor to you as just a World War II period piece. Don't want to do that.
Did you see how that popped up in current events yesterday? Did you see that?
Sure did.
That was wild.
Oh yeah.
I don't spend too much time on that, but I've never
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen our president say a lot of stuff, and then that one I was like I've never audibly gasped before. That was crazy.
The best so the comedian John Mulaney, the stand-up comedian, has a bit about how there's a horse loose in a hospital. It's the best analogy I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Cuz it's nobody knows what he's going to do next, let alone the horse. Because he's never been in a hospital before. So I think that was perfect.
Matthew saying Auburn is taking Texas to Pound Town this weekend.
That's the goal. That is the goal. Right. Start strong, finish strong, have some fun in between.
Daniel saying Remember the Titans is number one. Is that the best football movie?
I'll tell you, if they didn't have the scene where they're dancing while they're warming up, it probably would be. There's too much unrealistic stuff in an otherwise really good football movie.
My favorite is Who Are Marshall, and then my second favorite is Rudy, which somebody just said. Daniel.
Rudy's good, Daryl, yeah.
Oh, that's Dap. Yeah, Dap agrees. Yeah. When they all go in one at a time and put their jerseys on the coach's desk, wrecks me.
Mm-hmm.
Just sobbing every single time.
How about when you go back later and realize that's Vince Vaughn? That was one of Vince Vaughn's earliest roles.
As the actor?
As one of the actors in it, yeah. He's one of the players.
Seen that movie probably 20 times. It's never crossed my mind.
Really? No, next time you watch it, you can't miss it.
I don't know. What else is Vince Vaughn in?
Vince Vaughn been in plenty of stuff.
Okay. 9-time official petition for Pound Town reference and Brad's call this weekend.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can get away with it.
I think you could, if we just rocket one to the outfield, home run, I think you could say, man, he took that ball to Pound Town.
Maybe. I would rather start the bakery and just have them advertise within the broadcast, and then it would have to be said. Seriously, if we could do a specialty restaurant for Bundt Cakes, where they do nothing but Bundt Cakes, why can't we do one for Pound Cake?
What a Bundt Cake was before that,
right? So that's the point, though. Is everybody just
there's also a lot of people that think that restaurant's name is actually called Nothing But Cakes,
right? There would be no confusion. Now you might get some confused people walking in.
Yeah,
you know what. Wait a minute, y'all just got food here? Yeah.
What'd you think it was?
Right. That's what I'm getting at. On an unrelated, I got a lot of great restaurant ideas. Can I tell you about another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody loves sausage balls, right? Doesn't everybody love sausage? What?
Yeah.
I've told you this one before.
I don't remember it yet, and I don't know how I would forget this.
Don't mess me up, because this is legitimate, and you're turning it into something that it's not.
Nothing sounds more legitimate than a story that starts, everyone loves sausage balls, right? That's how you know.
They're totally innocuous. Totally innocuous. Everybody loves sausage balls. We only have them twice a year. We have them Christmas and, maybe some other holiday.
Okay.
I'd like to have sausage balls all year all year long. Okay. But you don't just have to. What? Would you stop?
Keep going.
Okay. So you people, you know what? You know what?
No. You can't look at the chat while you're talking about this. You can't. Keep going. Tell me about the sausage balls that you want all year round.
It's a real restaurant idea. You just put everything. Dadgummit. You put everything in ball form. Okay. You can do mac and cheese. You can do burgers. You can do pizza. You can do healthy. You can do breakfast. You can do dessert. You can do all kind of stuff the same way we make sausage balls, but you just do it with other foods. And then you have a small restaurant with no dine-in. It's all drive-through. You put them in cups, and then people just, you know, they're on the go.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. There could be a lot of names.
Oh, I thought that was the buildup for the name. Okay.
No, this isn't a joke. It's a restaurant idea. People yeah. could come up with their own names in the chat if they would like. Oh, that's not true. This is a great
Zach's restaurant. Zach's movie idea, knowledge Robert. Is on par with Brad's restaurant ideas. I don't know who that's more offensive to. I'm not going to lie to you. No Reverend, question. The Rev Barn Booster says, all right, moment of truth, the original Longest Yard movie with Burt Reynolds or 2005 remake with Adam Sandler and Burt Reynolds. I'm a millennial, so Adam Sandler for me.
It was okay.
I've only seen the Adam Sandler one.
Yeah. I've not seen the entire original, but I tend to go with the original over an Adam Sandler remake. I'm okay. I'm lukewarm on Adam Sandler. I'm lukewarm.
Okay. Like, I thought we've done the Adam Sandler bit before, mm-hmm. and you thought I was crazy.
Mm-mm.
So I don't dislike Adam Sandler. It's just every role he plays is it's the same movie.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was going
like
to be the point.
Sonic. It's like everything at Sonic tastes the same. It's just what shape of Sonic do you want it to be? That's yeah. Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
it's not bad. It's,
right,
it's solid.
Yeah,
it's just you got to be in the mood to eat Sonic. Why does their cheeseburger taste the same as an onion ring? I don't know. I don't know. It's not bad. It's just that's what it is.
Same yeah. with Adam Sandler. I saw Billy Madison and I saw Happy Gilmore, and I literally didn't need to see anything else he's ever done to get it. Like, I've got the full Adam Sandler experience.
I agree with this. Arancini balls are gas as well.
What is that?
Arancini?
Yeah.
I actually don't know what's in them, but they have them at Aricia, the restaurant in the Ooh. Auburn Hotel.
Deep fried rice balls, typically stuffed like with the meat sauce, mozzarella, and peas.
Yeah. All right. I don't think theirs have peas in it, but yeah. They're very good.
See, now we got two menu items.
Sausage balls and arancini.
Sure. Low overheads, very easy cooking process. High volume cooking. Okay. We haven't, yeah. On the day of the biggest regular season game in Auburn baseball history, this from 9-time champion. That's why we love Village Vice. Do y'all want to talk about some baseball for a little bit?
Yeah, just for a second.
Yeah.
I have a live audience congregating around the door, so I don't know how much time we have left.
It's I Am Legend all over again. Sausage balls and pound cake together would be incredible right now, by the way.
You could make pound cake in ball form.
You sure could. You sure
couldn't make sausage in pound cake form.
Sure you could. Sure you could. You could have a sausage loaf.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Boudin balls or another. I'm getting sidetracked. So, yeah, best two pitching staffs in college baseball. Who's got the left hook? Who gets the one big inning?
Right.
We'll break the record tonight. We'll set a new record tomorrow for attendance. Zootopia 2.
Only one of them likes Zootopia 2. The other one won't watch it.
Oh,
it's weird. Huh. They both love the first one. I don't know.
Right. That's interesting. Daniel Moultrie asks, how big is Madrigal coming back this weekend? I don't, you know, for this weekend, I don't know. I think he's available to pinch hit. We'll probably see him pinch hit, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is he midseason form? Probably not. but it could be huge for down the road. It's big in that it's the next step in him coming back. By the way, for people who want to talk more baseball, Lindsey Crosby and I are going to record a weekend preview edition of the Barn Baseball Show soon after you and I are finished here with the live.
Oh.
So people can look for that around the middle of the day today.
Aubie in the chat says, Zach with the left hook while taking over Brad's office. Your thoughts?
I mean, I'll just duck it and uppercut and then advantage me.
Okay, got it.
Come on. I need a complex.
It sounds like you're ready for the moment.
I need a complex combo or something. You're not going to take me down with a left hook. What do you think? Sure.
Yep.
Come on, Aubie. Dang. Okay. I don't know that I have anything else.
Well, yeah, I think if Auburn goes 2-1 this weekend, I don't care what the polls say. They're the best team in the country.
I agree. I don't know who UCLA plays this weekend.
We don't looked care. It up, didn't we?
Let's see.
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
In 5, 4.
Yeah. I want to
3.
Tie. Yeah. Okay.
2.
While you're doing that, Reverend Barn Booster, a $5 super chat. The Golish Grill main item is the Gaskin Prime rib.
But to order that, you don't say the Gaskin Prime rib. You just say, his name is. Never mind. Right. How do you want that cooked?
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Reverend Barn Booster.
The sausage ball is not a state.
No, it's not. It is not, not one of the 50. It's not. Okay, by the way, I don't think it's 3 and then a massive drop-off. Last year at South Florida, 5 receivers caught between 23 and 50 passes.
Yeah, but a lot of that had to do with injury. I'm not saying they don't use more of their offense, but Koger's production really came after Nimrod got hurt.
That's fair. Okay. All right. I won't push back on that. I'm trying to find what they did the year before. And there were 4, 5.
So they're going to, I mean, part of this offense is they're really good at using everyone.
Yeah.
And their pieces. And we've seen that vary based off of the type roster that they've had. But we've talked about that a ton with the running backs. And it depends on how many running backs they feel are worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you what, dude, do you see, I think I saw it this morning. So I'm assuming they put it up this morning where it's kind of like showed all the coaches mic'd up and how everybody's on the same page or whatever. But then at the end, you got Omar Mabson like yelling at the O-line saying like, we got to do what we need to do, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh, because at first it was just the back of the helmet. You couldn't see anything. I'm like, is this Cobb?
Yeah.
And then like the camera angle moved. And I'm like, that's 29. That's Omar. That's the youngin.
Yeah.
In the room.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with the backs. I mean, what a great problem to have.
They've spread it out with those guys too. I love that everybody's.
You can't spread it out to 4 or 5 of them. You can't have. No. You can't have a relevant rotation of 4 backs. You can't.
Well, especially when your quarterback is gonna be such. Yeah.
I mean, you got to think he's getting 10 a game. So, like
last year, 4 different running backs between 32 and 98 carries. The running backs went 98, 80, 73. And then 32 for the 4th running back. It is Maryland, by the way. UCLA plays Maryland.
I said that already.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
I said it.
You're distracted and you already said, I got no reason to be distracted. You have reason to be and you're still locked in.
Worst live we've ever done.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Worst live we've ever done.
No chance.
Least amount of content we've ever done.
I mean, we had content. I agree with Daniel Moultrie, who says Cormier is going to be the next stud pitcher. I love watching this guy pitch as a true freshman.
And that dude loves being out there.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He's natural. Like a fish in water.
Yeah, if something ever happens where they... I mean, do you think they'd ever move him out of a relief role?
Yes.
You think that's the plan with him?
I can absolutely see that down the stretch.
PB Hoff, are you kidding me?
Look at that.
Are you kidding me?
16, a $20 super chat. Yo, what's up? Best live ever done. And I think PB Hoff meant like ever of all lives.
Not just ours, but just any live stream ever.
He said best live ever done. What else am I supposed to take away from that?
Yeah. Thank you, PB Hoff. Thank you.
Yes, whoever wins the series this weekend should be voted number one.
All right. Any more questions as we wrap up the live today?
What times are first pitches this
week? 6:62, correct?
Yep, that's right. And they're doing a pretty cool thing tomorrow for the Saturday game. They're opening up. Basically, it's an expanded tailgate. So starting at 3, if you have a ticket to the game, you can get there at 3 and do like inflatables and food trucks and music and screens and kind of a cool deal to build it up even more.
The I will be there Saturday. So if anybody wants to say hello on Saturday, please reach out. I'd love to say hi. I will be with my father-in-law. It'll be his first Auburn baseball game. So there you go.
Starting him off in the high cotton. Pretty good. That'll be a record-breaking day. 21,000 over the weekend is my guess.
What's the record? Do you know?
For 3 game? I don't know. I don't know what the record is going in. I'll research that before tonight.
Is that your prediction, though? It's the most attended regular season series ever?
Yep.
And that they can't count like people in the parking deck, right? I bet that's going to be crazy because of the price of what tickets are.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. There's some people paying hundreds of dollars for just a regular season game as part of a series. So,
Kelly says hound cake is good only if it's moist.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Who wants a dry hound cake? No, I know she meant pound
cake.
Excuse me.
I'm new here, but, can I order a dry hound cake, please?
No,
I would like one dry hound cake.
This is perfect. So at Pound Town, we also sell hound cake, which is pound cake for your dog.
You like pound cake? You ever had a pound cake? No?
Okay. You should go to some place today and give your daughters the experience of trying pound cake.
What else is better if it's moist, Brad?
A towelette.
A moist towelette.
Yeah. Yeah. Much better than a dry towelette.
Yeah.
Not brisket, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
There's plenty of things.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That does it for today's show.
Hang on. Where are they setting up? Here's a question from Rebecca Walls. Where are they setting up the Plainsman Plaza? Just right outside the general Plainsman Park area, Donahue Drive, like half of Donahue Drive. That block is going to be closed off.
It's like where Tiger Walk is, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like the last two-thirds of Tiger Walk.
So they're like closing roads down and stuff for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So parking is going to be a pain in the butt.
Not parking itself. Parking itself won't be any more difficult than usual. You just need to know that, like, your route to get there, you need to think that through for 5 minutes before you go.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
What's the verdict?
One of them's going to the bathroom.
Oh, all right. Well, on that note, please. Huh?
What did you say?
I said on that note.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right.
Love you all. Thank you for the support today, guys. This was really great. Thank you.
A lot of good stuff. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.